It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and we're coming to you worldwide at mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. As we've been doing over the past few months, I thank you, the listener, because you are the reason that we are consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio at this hour. We thank you for your patronage and for tuning in and coming to expect great business content week in and week out. And of course, this week is no different. We will have a very special guest. This show is all about you, and it's all about getting you ahead in today's business world. And we cover such a wide range of business topics and categories. And tonight's going to be primarily about the world of public relations. So stay tuned. Before we go into the actual interview, I want to open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the show. In particular, Srili, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great team at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The new column in B-Tank, where we featured the my interview with Rachel Krauss. She is the CMO out at Westfield World Trade Center. In case you missed that interview, you can go to the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, we come to you on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, and many episodes are featured on our robust YouTube channel. You can access it. The easiest way really to access everything, all the content, is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's where you could pick up the interview I had with Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, and so many other fantastic guests that we've had over the past 3 years plus. Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Captain Sully Sullenberger, Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS, David Mandel, CEO of OHEL. The list goes on and on. Fantastic guests that we have week in and week out. Every single guest is archived up on mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Cheryl Snap Connor. She is the founder and CEO of Snap Connor PR, a public relations firm that includes Fortune 1000 companies in its client base. Cheryl is also the creator of Content University. We're going to hear more about that in the program. She's a Forbes.com contributor. She's been featured in Huffington Post, the Wall Street Journal. She is also the author of Beyond PR, Communicate Like a Champ in the Digital Age. In fact, ClearPoint Strategies has named her as one of the world's top 20 business thought leaders to follow. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss how to create a brand that will advance your business and brand and build your brand loyalty. CEO branding, what is that all about? Why is it critical for every executive to become an influencer in their space? And how to effectively communicate your company's message to the general public. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Cheryl Snap Connor. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we first met back at a C-Suite Network event. In fact, a special shout out. C-Suite Network sat in for me a couple of weeks ago. Greg Greenberg, thank you. And we met in San Francisco. That's right. We were on a stage together.
We did. We were on a panel together, and it was a great experience.
Thank you. Thank you. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this interview, you've accomplished a lot and you still have a journey ahead of you, but how did you get to where you are today? Tell us a little bit about the journey.
By destiny, fortune, and accident, or maybe a little of both. I did not ever envision a career in PR, but I love language. I consider communication pretty much the currency that drives the universe. I know I'm biased, but having taken that path, I've ended up as a writer becoming more integral into PR, I applied for a documentation position long ago, just because my then husband had a lot of school debts we needed to pay off. The positions were full when I came to interview. They'd probably already been filled by the time the ad even hit the paper. And yes, it was that long ago that we saw job listings in the newspaper.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that all about?
Not today, but I guess it was my destiny for the time, because I was routed to the PR department. They needed someone who I guess could be a little bit unique in translating the senior vice president's name is Craig Burton. Okay. Translating his Burtonese into English, because the tech industry was quite new and there wasn't really a bridge at the time to tell people who were not IT people why the technology was good for them, what it would do. So they decided I do, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's really great. That, you know what else I love about the way you answered this question? Communication is the currency of mankind. How did you put it? It's a great line.
Well, it runs our world of business. Yeah. I think more than anything else, it's that kind of power.
So true. So true. So let's talk about Content University. I mean, we know that content marketing is a buzzword these days, and it's really critical for every business to have a content marketing plan in place. What is Content University?
We are realizing how important it is that companies, for so many reasons, communicate their own vision, their own value propositions really, really well, and even pervasively, not to outshout each other, but to provide interest and value add, because the journalism industry is so different. It's evolved so much. Mm-hmm. So I find it interesting. I was in a room of 27 CEOs, and somebody said, I've committed to my team to write once a week, and there was a universal groan. Every one of those 27 had made the same commitment and dreaded it. So what an interesting phenomena. But anyway, we developed workshops and ultimately realized it would be far better if we could provide that kind of learning for clients just through an online self-paced course. 10 modules, easy, do it at your own speed, far less expensive too. So Content University is the product, the course we've developed. Mm-hmm. The curriculum was strongly developed by Tom Post, Forbes, 17 years, Fortune, Newsweek, Success Magazine, ABC World News Tonight. He is an amazing phenomenon himself, and that let us bring him directly to everyone, along with my golden tidbits about how to use the content to drive your business.
So how could someone find out more information about Content University?
Easy. Contentuniversity.com.
That
can't
easy?
Be yeah. harder than that.
Let's move on to the world of public relations. In a simplistic way, now, you know, I would imagine every business owner, every CEO, and even small business owner has an idea what it is, but you as the expert, perhaps you can elaborate. What is public relations?
I'm so glad you asked. People come to us, and the first thing we ask them is, what do you want public relations to do for you? And it's so telling. They come to us with all kinds of things like, we need to tell our story. We need better awareness. And I kind of kid them back and say, okay, file for public office, sit in a hot tub with an underage girl, job finished, you're on the front page. And they laugh and they say, okay, we get it, we get it. So our question is, what is the barrier that stands between any individual or company and their next level of success? Now let's talk about public relations. So public relations is all aspects of communications that would move the needle on what you need to achieve as a business. So that maybe explains a little bit why it's so important. Mm. And it has changed dramatically, dramatically, and continues to change. And I think that's to our advantage in a lot of respects, but it's an interesting universe right now.
Now, when you say changed in many respects, can you give us an example? I mean, of course, social media comes to mind, and we have someone sitting in the White House that won because of Twitter. Perhaps you can elaborate on that.
Well, that is powerful. It's a force, not necessarily a force for good. And that is part of the reason I'm now a specialist in crisis PR, come to mention it. But the standard journalism universe, it still has rules. There are standard journalism procedures that drive their professionalism. A lot of the people you see, though, in the press don't know those rules, never learned them. They're there because they have a keyboard and an attitude. Mm. So that is one phenomena. Another is that the whole economics, because so much communication happens ad hoc, peer-to-peer, which is in a lot of respects a really good thing. But once upon a time, our job in public relations was to persuade the journalists to write about us and to do it in an accurate and meaningful way. That will never go completely away, mm-hmm. but it's a far, far smaller percentage of what we do in achieving coverage now. So we drive and compel a lot more of our own messages. That means we have the ability to do it well or to do it poorly, but it's our own creation in either case.
My guest this evening is Cheryl Snap Connor, and we're talking about the world of public relations. And I can't forget about tonight's giveaway. On many shows, we have a free giveaway sharing great business advice in the form of a book. And tonight's giveaway is Motivate This by Steve Rizzo, How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed Regardless of Your Circumstances. This book is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB, just those three letters, MYB for Mind Your Business, to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win this hardcover book. Here it is, Motivate This, How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed, Regardless of Your Circumstances, by Steve Rizzo. Well, in fact, we had Steve on the show. You can pick up his show by going to mybradio.com. But again, in order to win this hardcover book, it's going to one lucky listener. Text over MYB to 64600. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's ELITRA Health.com. Elytra Health. Well above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Cheryl Snap Connor, founder and CEO of Snap Connor PR. She is a columnist in Forbes. She was featured in many publications, and she took out from her hectic schedule to join me here in order to share her advice and wisdom for anyone in the business world. Thank you, Cheryl, for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about why this might seem like a very simple question, but I imagine you've been asked it and it's on the minds of many people in the business world. And that is, why is it so vital for a company to maintain its identity? Even if it's, let's say, a company that has a well-known identity or doesn't have much of an identity, why is it so important to maintain it? Again, whether they're doing it professionally through a public relations firm or they're attempting to do it on their own, why do they have to have that mindset that they must maintain it in the public's eye?
Well, I could give you a few good reasons, but the single biggest reason is that Google is the due diligence your customers use to decide if they're interested, is the category a real one, and even if they are interested in that category, who matters? So imagine the damage or the lost opportunity if you're not there, if you're not present in the conversation, let alone driving the conversation, that decision is already made. So you've already lost before you ever got up to bat. But in addition to that, imagine the power if you are clearly and articulately describing the value proposition that you achieve. And in that case, even three or four hits that are consistent, that are highly, highly credible locations, you've moved the needle. And press releases, they used to be a way of communicating to reporters. Mm-hmm. Now they're a way of communicating directly to the world. So if you write those, you are at the top of the news SEO charts. And you control every word. So you would want to use that wisely. You'd also want to make certain the message is evergreen, that it's not, guess what, we have a sale until Wednesday, or we won a court action today, because that's going to live forever. You might lose tomorrow, or it might not matter tomorrow. So we just have to use those things that are available to us really more strategically, and that will serve as your best business development, also your best protection against being misunderstood or miscategorized.
Now, you use the term in there, evergreen. Perhaps you can explain what that term is.
Well, yes. Evergreen means if somebody sees that announcement a year from now, will it still matter? If you write something dated, especially something like a sale, all you serve to do is aggravate everyone who sees it after the sale ends on Wednesday. And that applies to social media, too. Just be careful that you're not putting out things that people will see and just be annoyed by because they clearly no longer matter. But suppose the headline of that press release says, how to lead like Steve Jobs. Right. Well, that's as relevant now as it was five years ago it was written. So that interests people still, again and still. And then it's written like a journalistic story to draw people in and to let them know how to get to that content. Now you have something compelling. So that's what I mean by evergreen, that it will always be as relevant pretty much forever as it is now.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. It's clear that PR is critical for big corporations, airlines and food companies, if there's ever an issue. First of all, in terms of maintaining their identity in the public, and in terms of if there's ever, you know, God forbid, a crisis that arises that they have to deal with. So my question is regarding small businesses, and that makes up the primary listenership of this show, how can a small business, should a small business also have PR on their radar screen? And if yes, how should they approach it? Because I understand that the price tag could be costly.
Absolutely. And in fact, they need it even more than the big corporation, who has an advantage. In fact, a franchisee told me the other day, you know what? There are so many people who walk into McDonald's just because it's McDonald's. Right. I have that advantage as a franchisee. But suppose you're not a known national household name. That means you have to introduce, that means you get to introduce and get to manage the reputation, the description, everything about yourself, but you need to get in there and differentiate yourself and speak to the pain that your prospective customers are having. And if you don't know what that pain is, they'll be glad to tell you. And in fact, there are even some cheats, some tricks you can use. You know, go out on Amazon and look up headlines of the books that are in the category that you address. Look at the headlines, look at the subheads, look at the ones that people liked most, and look at the ones that they got angry about. Okay, bingo. They get most eloquent when they're upset. The language they use when they're unhappy about how they're being served in a certain category is what you want to know and what you want to have an answer to. So that's a big clue. And in fact, I have big, big opinions that at the early stages, one of the biggest mistakes you could make is to spend your savings or your investment money too early on done-for-you programs by agencies. They cannot represent you as eloquently as the founder can represent themselves. It's a waste of money and sometimes even damaging. As a columnist, I get so many pitches from so many PR people. It makes me cry to see so many of them that are so weak or even irritating. I've actually found a CEO or two on LinkedIn and said, you know, I think you should take a look at this. And they're appalled, just appalled. And when I visit with that, in one case, I visited with the individual just on LinkedIn. He did have a story. He did have a fit, but I'd have never found it by listening to his PR firm. So that's interesting. But in the early stages, what you should use an agency for is their savvy and their connections. Then do the legwork for yourself, not just because it saves you money, but because you're going to be able to communicate it better than anyone else can, with more passion, which with more accuracy even. They're hitting check marks in too many cases. I hate to say it, but they are. So it is vital, but start early in getting that expertise. For example, I went on a LinkedIn group, and this poor entrepreneur was just bemoaning the fact. He said, my product is only $249. I'm getting no traction. Nobody likes what I have. And the name of his company was, I think it was Logo in a Box, or Brand in a Box, one of those two things. Well, if you are putting your heart and soul and your passion into a company, do you want something that sounds like it's clip art and pay $249 for it? And neither did anyone else. So he was sunk before he started. And getting that expertise before he'd invested in the website, the URLs, the names, everything about his branding, he could have saved a lot of money. I don't think he's still alive. Or if he is, it's a different company now.
My guest this evening is Cheryl Snap Connor, and we're talking about the world of PR. She is the founder and CEO of Snap Connor PR. She also started the Content University program. In case you're just tuning in, you'll be able to pick up the entire podcast. Well, it's a broadcast. This is a real broadcast, folks, but it will be available as a podcast by Tuesday morning by going to mybradio.com, and that's where you can access it in the format that you choose, whether it's iTunes or you know, the many other platforms. You could even listen on your computer. It will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And I can't forget about tonight's giveaway. On many shows, we have a free giveaway sharing great business advice in the form of a book. And tonight's giveaway is Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. How to start each day with an unstoppable attitude to succeed regardless of your circumstances. This book is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB, just those three letters, MYB for Mind Your Business, to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win this hardcover book. Here it is. Motivate This, How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed, Regardless of Your Circumstances, by Steve Rizzo. In fact, we had Steve on the show. You can pick up his his show by going to mybradio.com. But again, in order to win this hardcover book, it's going to one lucky listener. Text over MYB to 64600. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Come join the most trusted business network for executives, the C-Suite Network. If you're a business of $5 million or greater, or your position is VP or higher, you're invited to join the C-Suite Network to connect with business peers. Go to csuitenetwork.com, that is C-Suite Network.com to learn more about the benefits, meetings, and services exclusive for C-suite executives like you.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is Cheryl Snap Connor. In fact, ClearPoint Strategies has named her as one of the world's top 20 business thought leaders to follow. I met her at a C-Suite Network conference out in San Francisco. So a special thank you and a shout out to Jeffrey Hazlett and the C-Suite Network folks. Cheryl, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. Proud to be here.
Thank you. Well, in our research, we came across a fantastic column that you penned in Forbes. And you wrote in there, I'm going to quote, 60% of Fortune 500 CEOs have no presence on social media at all. And you go on to talk about CEO branding. What a fantastic concept. Could you explain first, what is the concept of CEO branding?
Well, it works both for you and against you, so you need to do it, but you need to work it for you. For example, the CEO of United Airlines mm-hmm. or of Papa John's. Those are situations where that individual and their brand ended up being an impediment to the company. But look at other examples like Elon Musk, like Richard Branson, or less maybe broadly well-known, the CEO of Lululemon. Mm-hmm. He learned some hard lessons. He's misspoken a time or two that you don't say things off the cuff and expect them not to have far-reaching implications. But he's because that company, Lululemon, for example, is just brilliant in marketing. That CEO now has a regular column on Forbes and really helps differentiate what that company does well that others can learn from also. That's value add. That makes a company valuable. Another example, the CEO of T-Mobile. He has a huge, huge following on Twitter and is using it in a good way. he's advancing a lot of interests and engaging with people, not in a bad misuse by the President of the United States kind of way, but he has influence, and that's a big advantage to his company that others don't have. And you have to admit, in a lot of respects, cellular service is a commodity. It's tough to differentiate. It's tough to remember one from another. He's done an exceptionally good job. So any company with a CEO who can be an influencer, an expert source, a source of value-add information is well ahead in difficult markets.
Now, do you have any particular suggestions on the platform? Like you had mentioned, one might use Twitter. Perhaps some might use Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. Are there any, or writing blogs or videos, any suggestions that you have on that?
I do have a suggestion, and it depends on what your company and product is. So in the words of Richie Norton, who is a marketing genius, you could look him up, richienorton.com. Mm-hmm. He's the author of The Power of Starting Something Stupid. But where are your customers? If you have a product that's a consumer product and it's visually appealing or identifiable, probably Instagram, probably Pinterest. If you don't, but just wherever your customers are, what are they reading? What are they looking at? That's where you need to be.
Great point. So just to stay on the topic of CEO branding, is that something just for a Fortune 500 company or a publicly traded company or even a small business? Should an executive be wired in terms of their own personal brand?
They should, and that's large or small, and the smaller you are, even the more important. Mm-hmm. Now, it might be, for example, say you're a plumber in Chicago.
Okay.
There is a plumber in Chicago who got online. You wouldn't think it was such a big deal, but it is, and committed to the people who are helping him grow his website and online business. He was one of those who's, yes, I commit. Okay, I'll write once a week. Well, in this case, he delegated that task to his son.
Okay.
That son, thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Decided to put up a review. What do plumbers know that other people don't? Well, they know the relative effects of certain kinds of shower heads.
Right.
So he wrote a comparison chart and a kind of review of 10 popular shower heads. What kind of uses were good for them, which ones were good, which were not. That piece, now that sounds like a simple thing. It went so viral. It crossed the ocean. It went worldwide. And a few months later, somebody's knocking on his door, and it was two German gentlemen who said, we're makers of that shower head you ranked number 2. We sold out of inventory on the spot. We need to be partners.
Wow.
What an advantage.
What a story. What a story.
What an advantage.
Wow, because I was my natural question to you is going to be, okay, great. So it's a plumber in Chicago, and how is he going to scale his business really that dramatically simply by committing to do to penning an article once a week, which we know is time. That's a commitment. What a story! Wow.
Well, and in fact, that plumber, because it's a real story, he's one of 3 founders that did such a good job in their branding, it changed the trajectory of their careers. Wow. There were 3 that I came back and revisited in a column about how they advanced their businesses and themselves through doing that job well. So that's how world-changing it can be, when a CEO is willing to be a positive influencer. And it doesn't take a mountain of time. In fact, sometimes the suggestion is 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes once a week. You really could accomplish so much good in that much time. And if you need to, have somebody in your organization help you. As long as it's true to your opinions and your words, I call that ghost editing, not ghost writing. And that is absolutely fair.
That's a great point. I really like that. Ghost editing, meaning
yes.
have them help
that
you.
That is brilliant.
Right. Have them help you, because we know that if you just leave it entirely to yourself, it may not happen. But don't entirely delegate it, because then you may be shocked at what you may read.
Fake news. That's like the ultimate in fake news.
Yeah. Before we move on, perhaps do you have any examples of CEOs who didn't handle the CEO branding correctly or ignored it and quote unquote paid the price?
Well, I could give you many, but I'll give you an example of handling incorrectly. Okay. There was a phenomena that cropped up, and I'm not going to name names because I generally don't if it's not a good example. But they said, we can automate PR. Here it is. We do this. You just tell us what you want done, and we're going to pitch it for you. Well, here's what happened. This company was writing the pitches for the CEOs, putting it out, and it was an automated script that started sounding an awful lot alike for every CEO and every company. Not only that, bad things would happen when they would send these pitches to a target list they created, and I got many, many, many of them. And if I said, no, this doesn't fit my beat, I write only about public relations, so I'm good. That's ignored, and the auto sequence then, 2 weeks later, says, it's almost Easter, can you believe it? And starts the same pitch again. Like there was this unwritten rule that it's fair to circle back three times before you give up, or four times. And I started noticing that all of these were coming, the URL was the name of the PR firm. So it was the CEO's name and then that PR company's URL. And so I started saving them. I wrote a column in Forbes about the concept. I didn't name the PR firm because by journalistic rules, I'd have needed to give them air to respond in. And I didn't want to give them any more airplay than they were already getting. And it was the principal anyway, not them, that I was out to end.
Right.
Finally, I reported them to the FCC. Sent all of those messages, every example of a time I had said, please don't email me anymore. And they did anyway in the auto sequences. 10. And you know that has to span something like 40 messages.
Right.
One of my columnist friends actually reached out to that founder and said, this is kind of not good.
Right.
And he said, you know, I'm appalled. I agree. That does sound really fake, and it's even faker still in that my name is put above the URL of that PR company as if it's me, but it obviously isn't.
That's right.
Bad deal.
My guest this evening is Cheryl Snap-Connor. She's the founder and CEO of Snap-Connor PR. You could find out more about them by visiting. It's just the URL, snapconnorpr.com. That's correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, sorry, just wanted to confirm that. Also, you could find out more about contentuniversity.com that's the URL, contentuniversity.com, a fantastic program that makes it rather simple and we're not going to say automate, it's not automate, but to train you on how to ensure that you're putting out content, great content, on a regular basis. And I can't forget about tonight's giveaway. On many shows, we have a free giveaway sharing great business advice in the form of a book. And tonight's giveaway is Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. How to start each day with an unstoppable attitude to succeed regardless of your circumstances. This book is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB, just those three letters, MYB for Mind Your Business, to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win this hardcover book. Here it is. Motivate This, How to Start Each Day with an Unstoppable Attitude to Succeed, Regardless of Your Circumstances, by Steve Rizzo. In fact, we had Steve on the show. You can pick up his show by going to mybradio.com. But again, in order to win this hardcover book, it's going to one lucky listener. Text over MYB to 64600. Good luck.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn, just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saflis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining. And thank you for joining week in and week out. That's how we keep our Nielsen ratings. And we've consistently been in the top 10 in New York AM radio at this hour. We thank you for tuning us in and letting us into your life and into your business life. And, of course, a special thank you to the great guests that have appeared on this program. And tonight's no different. Cheryl Snap Connor, who's taking up her precious time to join for the and to share all types of advice. Thank you, Cheryl, for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Yes, and I also want to mention to the listeners, in case you're just tuning in now and you're saying, "Oh my gosh, I missed already a ton of information." Well, you did, but by Tuesday morning, no worries. The entire episode will be up at mybradio.com. mybradio.com. That's the dedicated platform for this program. Well, we all know how valuable it is to create a strong personal brand for your career or your business. Well, certainly, I would say we all know, certainly at this point in the interview, we all know after hearing your discussion on this important topic. So I guess my question is, in today's day and age where extreme circumstances or new issues could pop up, and I'm thinking, let's say, specifically over the last few months, there's the Me Too movement. How can a company or a CEO protect themselves? Let's say, you know, they're safe, they're good, but there are issues that come up that they are kind of unknowns and could just spring up on them. What is your recommended advice for a company or a CEO to make sure that they're going to be protected? And of course, granted that they are, they're good regarding such issues, and we'll refer to Me Too in particular.
Well, the first several steps are things you do in advance before a crisis happens. Just really think solidly for this reason alone why you need to be on the record for who you really are and what you really stand for. That will do as much as anything. The people I end up having to talk off of a windowsill are concerned that somebody's going to believe what's been accused. And those accusations can come from out of left field. They can have nothing to do with you. It might be a beef somebody has with a guest who is at one of your events. So they transfer that anger and take it out on you. But if you already have a presence, an understanding, it's an accurate understanding, that allows for people to draw their own conclusions much more readily, much more accurately. And it means that there's a tribe who would probably step forward spontaneously, even without your having to ask, to set the record straight if something out of left field is really inaccurate. The second thing is have a crisis communications plan. It doesn't have to be a big deal. Maybe it does in some cases. Suppose you were providing a database service nationwide, and these are true kinds of things, mm-hmm. to auto dealerships. If your system goes down, imagine what that does to the revenue of auto dealerships, you know, 3,000 of them nationwide, worldwide. That's an issue. You would need to have a big, big plan in place if there's a disruption of service as to what you would do and when and in what sequence. But anybody at all, small as you might be, could simply say, okay, in the event of a crisis, who should speak to the press? And make certain your employees know that there is in their employment contract or in their spokesperson policy, they know that you are the only person who would speak to the press. That would save you from having them, with good intentions, provide information to reporters that is incomplete, that is not accurate, and exaggerates a problem rather than helping to solve it. And in the event of a crisis, who are the people who need to be notified and in what sequence? And what is the emergency contact information for each of them? Your attorney, your PR counsel, your board members, your investors, the rest of the employee base. They don't want to find out about a bad news situation from the news. They want to hear it directly from you, even if it's simultaneous. So all of those things need to be thought through and just put into a template that's findable and at the ready. And if you have a crisis, no matter what the crisis is, just remember this ground rule. The first call is to your attorney, the second to your PR counsel, and whatever happens after that has those two resources hand in glove. Or you might inadvertently, in your sincerity, you make a statement immediately to the press, and you've inadvertently caused a needless legal issue because you accidentally misspoke. So what happens and when? There are actually studies about the amount of loss and how the loss increases if you responded too quickly with incomplete information or too late. So people have drawn their own conclusions and it's gone viral. So that's a lot of information at once. Anyone who contacts me, I'll give them for free a template they could just fill out to create their own crisis plan easily. If they don't have one yet, they should.
Wow.
I do have one word of advice, and
sure.
this might sound like common sense, but you have no idea how many people get tripped up by it.
Right.
Today, this very day, look at your employment contracts and make certain that they, in writing and contractually with signatures, require confidentiality and non-defamation on both sides, by them and by you. So many people, you know, they're tweaked when something bad happens, if you had to dismiss them, if something goes awry, and decide they're going to play out their emotions or get even by running to the press or social media. If they've contractually signed something that says you don't do this and also protects them, that they know you wouldn't do this,
right.
You are so much further ahead. In fact, we categorize a lot of crisis PR as the X-Files. The ex-employee, the ex-partner, the ex-spouse, the ex-friend,
right.
who has a bone to pick, and they take it out through negative press and negative information.
So important. Wow. Folks, in case you're just tuning in, you missed some great advice. I mean, throughout the show, Cheryl is sharing great advice, but even over the last few minutes. But no worries, by Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up in the permanent place where it's housed, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Wow. So, I mean, what's clear is the ounce of prevention rule is alive and well in the PR world as well.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Do we have time to say anything about Me Too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I've been working with a number of organizations about disasters in Me Too, and let me be very, very clear. The Me Too movement is a very important movement.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely critical. The challenge is that many, many of the situations arise are not really about abuse or harassment or inequality, there's something else that triggered it. But declaring a Me Too misstep is that, that's like the trump card. It's like the God card. It's like no due diligence needs to happen. I declare it. You can't respond. Game over. Companies destroyed, careers destroyed. We need to understand a fundamental thing, that the people who are the trolls, who are out to just harangue and harangue and harangue, it's a giant, giant irony, in my opinion, that people who say their goal is to end harassment, and then they're harassing. Right. How does that make any sense? But regardless of that, one of our clients, and I won't mention their name right now, but I will mention the brilliant thing they did. They created a community council. This is a very, very successful event company. You know, 110,000 people attend a three-day event. That's a lot of people to corral. Mm-hmm. And just over a tiny vendetta, one person against another, it got escalated when the Harvey Weinstein thing happened. Mm-hmm. Then a problem that had already been posed, responded to, and solved suddenly turned into assaults in the press every day. What did you do? When did the complaint come in? Give us the documentation. How many steps? Why didn't you get it solved faster? On and on and on, to the point that the company was just under siege. And it mushroomed in some bad ways. But the company created a community council of experts, experts in the legality, in HR law, in all of the inclusiveness factors, women's interests, all of these interests. If something happens, a complaint is raised, and it goes to them, that keeps the issue the issue. It also protects all parties, because you can imagine how unfair it is if somebody anonymously makes an accusation in the press and the company can't respond. Their legal team, for all good reasons, won't let them, beyond just saying, I can say it's patently untrue and we're going to evolve it in court. The news doesn't care. When the court process is completed, too late. Game over. But if it goes to that council, they can say, they can take the whole personality and whatever the vendetta was out of the situation and be uniform and be equally protective to both sides, so that the solution they recommend has merit and is the kind of solution they would recommend to anyone to get the thing really resolved, not just to perpetuate the argument. So I just find that brilliant. I think we're going to see a lot more of that emerge, and for very good reasons.
Such important advice. We're getting low on time, so I'm just going to keep a couple of questions focused here. At the beginning of the show, we talked about communication and the currency that it is for mankind. Perhaps you could share some tips on how executives in general can communicate better.
Well, your audience wants to know that you really care and that you're engaging with them. You can't fake that. That has to be real. There's another great expert I highly recommend, Lonnie Main, Red Shoes Living. But what he kind of arrived at in his realm of work and customer experience was somebody in an audience said, oh, I get what you want us to do. You want us to stand out just like that pair of red shoes. And the dad was wearing a pair of red shoes his kids had given him for Father's Day. It stood out in a good way, but a little bit like a sore thumb. But the red shoes fundamentals include really listening to people, understanding the intent of where they're coming from, and recognizing that everyone has a story. So if you are listening with your heart, not just your ears, to where that person is coming from, what are their motivations, what matters to them, they will know it. They won't just sense it. They'll know it. And the world becomes dramatically different. Without that, people may think you're arrogant. People may find reasons to not connect with you or to even dislike you. So in everything that you do, if you could embody those human principles genuinely, it goes well beyond the words you say, but it does influence the words you choose as well. So I would say remember that as just a fundamental rule of living.
Folks, as you know, every single week we have great guests. In fact, our guest this evening, ClearPoint Strategies, has named her one of the world's top 20 business thought leaders to follow, and it's none other than Cheryl Snapp Connor. Cheryl, I just have to ask you a final question, if I may. I mean, you've shared so much. You interact with CEOs at companies of all types of levels in terms of publicly traded companies, small businesses. What final thought or advice can you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
If you are passionate about the work that you do, it will come through. There's a lot more to it than just saying, okay, I will do what I love and people will show up. They won't. But if you do your homework, if you find out what customers' needs are and you genuinely care, that you aren't arrogant enough to think, if I do a fine job, they'll find me, you will be so successful. Focus in on the things that you need to do. Do it fully. Do it with your whole heart. Of course, take time out as well. But if you really, really apply yourself to excellence, you can't lose.
Folks,
you'll find the strategies, whether from me or others.
You know, folks, this is why we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio. We have guests like Cheryl. It makes it easy. But we are out of time. So thank you, Cheryl. And folks, tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.